Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Sound is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone. This is BagelTech Sound. Tech news for the recording musician. Find this and other great BagelTech shows by heading over to www.bageltechnews.com. Welcome to our premiere episode of BagelTech Sound. I am your host, Kyle Swiger, and this is the podcast for you, the recording musician. And every week we're going to be discussing and talking about basically the latest happenings in recording technology. I mean, software, we're talking hardware, we're talking guitars, we're talking drums, MIDI sequencers. If it makes music and it's electronic, we're going to be definitely talking about it on this show. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to our premiere episode. I'm sure that this show is going to very much evolve as we go on with it. But pretty much the foundation of it right now is going to be, we're going to get you caught up on what's happening in the news. And then we're also going to have a free download pick. Every week I'm going to do that for you. It's going to be free software, basically for the musician on a budget. And God knows most musicians out there are definitely on a budget. So I hope you guys will enjoy the show. Like I said, we're gonna expand it. The more we get into it, we'll probably talk product reviews. The list is pretty much endless at this point. So strap in. Let's get started with a little bit of recording tech news. Dingsaller has come out with a workspace for creating algorithmic compositions right on your iPad. Now, what you can do is you can patch together a complex graph of music-generating nodes, synths, and even effects, and control them with one really simple touch. Now, you got synths and sampler instruments, you've got digital effects, you've got a pattern sequencer on this thing, you've got touch and tilt controllers, you've got random note generators, so much more. Now, this is fully MIDI right on your iPad. Now, it is $4.99 in the Apple App Store, so it isn't really cheap, but it looks like it definitely will get the job done. Hey DJs, listen up. Native Instruments has announced the Traktor Audio 6 and the Traktor Audio 10. Now, really what these things are is an improvement over the Audio 4 and the Audio 8. They've really just added two audio input and outputs on the thing. You're looking at 24-bit 9600 kilohertz Cirrus logic converters and a powerful plus 12 dBU output volume, which is actually, I have to say, it's really quite impressive on this thing. Now, you've got improved high visibility LED indicators on this thing. So if you are a club, you're in really, really low light, and most clubs, let's face it, really are, you shouldn't have any problem monitoring the signal chain in that environment. Again, these things are, from what I can see, are actually going to be shipping here really soon. There's no pricing unavailable yet, but expect about the same price as the Audio 4 and the Audio 8 models. Those fine folks over at Blue Cat Audio have updated all of their audio plugins. Of course, Blue Cat, very well known for a lot of freeware plugins. They've also have updated those as well. But they've released 27 audio plugins, including 8 freeware ones. Now, with this update, all plugins are now available in 64-bit VST format for right on your Mac, which is fantastic. The upgrade is free for existing customers, and you can download them right in the same location over at BlueCatAudio.com. Demo versions of the free plugins are also available over at the same site. I mean, you're getting 64-bit support for Mac, SSE2 optimizations, you got fixed keyboard, focus stealing issues in Pro Tools, and several other host applications. Mainly, this is all directed towards the Mac. Again, check it out, BlueCatAudio.com. Pure Magnetic has come out with the Micro Pack, which is the PM70. Now, this instrument is actually modeled after the Yamaha CP70 electronic grand piano. Now, this thing was very, very popular in the 1970s. You got acts like Genesis, Kansas, even U2, and more recently, the British band King. You probably have actually seen using this instrument. Now, what this is basically is 320 high-quality multi-samples of the PM70 instrument. Now, you've got high-quality 24-bit multi-channel recordings. You've got multiple velocity layers for realistic playability. You've got emulation of the original tremolo circuitry, which is absolutely essential on this keyboard. You've got custom contact KSP GUIs for easy editing. So much more in this thing. Of course, minimum system requirements are going to be Ableton Live 8.2.1, Contact 3.5, or Logic 8 is also included there. You're also going to need actually 250 megabytes of physical RAM, 600 megabytes of free hard disk space. You can check out more of this over at Pure Magnetic. That's PureMagnetic.com, and look under the Micro Pack section. Okay. Time now for our free software download segment here on Bagel Tech Sound. And that is simply what it is. Every week, we're going to be offering you some free software downloads to help you with your music making. And our first one is actually called Sound Engine. And it's actually for people on Windows XP. Now, it's not just Windows XP. I've seen it also work on Vista. And I've tried it actually today on Windows 7. It's working just fine. Now, this is absolutely free. It's freeware. It's very simple to use. It is basically a simple two-channel Wave edit application. You can also use it for mastering and track sample edit as well. What I really like about it is very easy to use. It's got a big, nice interface to it, and it's not complicated. It isn't cluttered. It just kind of does what it does. I mean, I would actually have to say it's very similar and very simple to use, very much like Acid Pro or even things like Adobe Audition. When you get into the individual editing of waves and samples and things, this will pretty much get the job done. What I love about it doesn't require a whole lot of hardware either. You can easily do this on 512. The application is just going to fly. And I have to say, I really have actually enjoyed using this thing. If you're on Windows, you need a very simple free editing software. Check it out. Sound Engine Free. Well, that does it for our very first episode of Bagel Tech Sound. Thank you for checking out our first episode of the podcast. And I know it's a little short. Expect this show to get bigger, fuller as we get deeper and deeper into the show. Probably reviews, obviously. We'll probably have guests on here from time to time. And we'll also be answering your questions. You can send those actually over at bageltechsound@gmail.com. We'd be happy to answer them right here on the show. Of course, all of this is possible with our folks over at UK2.net. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com. Click the click-through over there. That way they know we are sending you. They got great prices on web hosting. If you're in the market looking for web hosting or a domain name, check them out. See if it works for you. UK2.net. We thank them so much for their support. Now, I'm Kyle Swagger. I will be back with you next week. So until then, keep on rocking.